It's Wednesday Wonders, science fiction and fantasy on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
Hey there, folks. JC and Rita Della Torre here. We just would like to thank you all for listening to Continuum Force and Vampires of Whitechapel.
In these trying times, we hope you all are being safe, smart, and listening to your scientists and medical professionals.
Together, we can beat this thing. To help ease your boredom, we'd like to announce that Continuum Force will return for Season 2 starting April 1st, and you can expect a new episode on the 1st and 15th of each month until the season finale.
Vampires of Whitechapel returns in October, but in the meantime, we will be providing you vignettes that are crucial to our storyline in Season 2.
Finally, we are very proud to join Shannon Perry, the creator of the fabulous audio comedy podcast Oz9, in her Listen, Rinse, Repeat initiative, where several different independent podcast producers have banded together to give you 20 to 30 seconds of something to listen to while performing the recommended hand-washing techniques.
We love you all. Thank you so much for listening, and enjoy the shows.
Supplemental report. Lieutenant Colonel Connor Dannert. I'm still methodically going through all the personal files. I've been interviewing everyone, even those who didn't have access to the Continuum. I've yet to turn up anything. It's terribly frustrating. Cox almost has the ship ready. I really think Sally is the last piece. She's looking pretty beautiful. The ship, I mean. Cox is pretty, too, for a member of the Continuum Force. I mean, you know, strike that. Let's just not go there. Anyway, I think we need to go deeper into the personnel files. I don't believe the General is going to allow us to fly until we identify the perpetrator. The base has been on lockdown for a month. We're all getting stir-crazy, and we know a traitor is among us. But who?
There are a number of things that we can all do to help stop the spread of the coronavirus and protect ourselves and our families. One is simply to clean your hands often. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after you've been in a public place or after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. If you don't have access to soap and water, then make sure you use a hand sanitizer with at least 60% alcohol. And finally, avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. These are some simple things that we can all do to help protect ourselves and our families from the spread of coronavirus. Be well, everybody.